We conclude today's program with Desiree Heligers talking with Pedro Anglada Cordero and Susan Anglada Bartley. They're members of Portland Black Lives Matter resistance community and recently had a little run-in with Ted Wheeler. Desiree?
So my guests for this segment are Pedro Anglada Cordero and Susan Anglada Bartley, who are members of Portland's Black Lives Matter resistance community and who are a regular presence at Occupy ICE and who run a mutual aid network, the United Mutual Network, giving food out on the 82nd Corridor. Thank you so much for joining me today. So on Thursday, you happened to get a phone call from Wheeler's reelection campaign office, and you're not really clear, it sounds like, whether that was just a random phone call, whether there were other motivations behind it, but it sounds like you ended up giving the person who called from the campaign office more than he bargained for. And it's kind of an interesting, if it is a coincidence, it's an interesting one because you've had a number of pretty public run-ins with the mayor, and you've been very critical of his handling of a number of issues, particularly, I think, most recently with respect to Black Lives Matter and the police presence in Portland. Do you want to talk a little bit about what happened?
Yes, and thank you for having me, and also greetings to the audience. Yes, I'm thinking that probably at some point it was really a prank call because I just don't understand that how the mayor will be willing to engage in campaigning at this point when his work around the city is essentially completely absent and non-existent. But yes.
Yeah, it actually seems like a really weird flub that their campaign called our house. What proceeded from there is Pedro kind of took him to church. I don't know what else to say.
Videotaped it on the phone and put it up on YouTube. So we will certainly link to it when we put up the segment.
Thank you.
Yes, and the reason we did that is because I think people should know about what's happening behind the scenes, you know, especially if anybody listening to this interview had received any of those calls. Basically, the mayor is very much invested in doing some damage control and present some sort of facade of a victory that he has negotiated with the governor and the federal government to remove the feds from the federal courthouse. Nevertheless, we were yesterday, just before we received the call, we were there in that area, and the police presence there is overwhelming.
We wanted to highlight the hypocrisy as well as the level of supremacy that they're employing. They have networks of people ready to make calls on their behalf many months before an election just to try to do that damage control. And we wanted to illustrate that they are lying about what's going on.
So he put a really positive spin on the clearing out of Chapman Square, and you had been in the park, and you saw an enormous police presence, and you were serving iced tea. And it sounds like there were a lot of hungry, thirsty people there who've been relying on the community that had sprung up around the Black Lives Matter protests and riot ribs. And can you talk a little bit about what you saw and the need that's obviously there?
Yes. Basically, Susie and I were there between 3 o'clock and shortly after 5. Very clear that the food services that have been put in place mainly by Riot Ribs have made a positive impact in the community. And the fact that they had removed that and it's no longer there and instead there's just a bunch of police, it says a lot.
Yeah, it's a really disgusting use of services for people to stand in a park while they're surrounded by people who are in need for medicines, in need for food, in need just for simple water, and be in that park armed while people pretending they're doing community care where on all perimeters there are people who are suffering. That's disgusting, and that's another layer of the hypocrisy. And that's exactly what we're trying to reverse with the concept of abolishing the police, defunding the police.
And so can we say, though, that there's that enormous police presence is coming at the price of money that could be going into food, that could be going into housing, and instead where it's going into bullets and cops?
That is precisely what we argue, and that's what defunding the police is about, which the mayor nor the city commissioners acted on the demands of the people. Initially, the initial demands were to cut $50 million from the budget at this point, which is way less than what we now ask, which is 50%. And if that level of money would be invested in community, be utilized by the same communities that are most affected, then we can have some change in the city. The fact that all that money is going towards the police to maintain the control in the city speaks volume about the level of disconnect this mayor has with the people he's supposed to be serving.
We really do want to lift up the Teresa Rayford mayor campaign, the people's movement. She has been there for so many years on this issue, and she has a keen understanding of the kind of changes that need to be made. So we do want to lift that up.
We're living in a time right now. We're in the midst of a global pandemic. We are looking for new leadership. We know what Teresa is doing. Teresa is out there really working really hard to bring about a change in this city. We just don't know what everybody else is doing. You know, we know that Teresa's working, not even elected, but we just don't know what Ted Wheeler or any other candidate is actually doing. If the mayor wants to engage in further damage control, then he can resign as mayor. And that can actually help the people of the city to move forward and to allow for new leadership to step in, some new leadership that can actually bring some change.
So I've been talking to Pedro Anglada Cordero and Susan Anglada Bartley. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me. And again, we will link to that tape so that our listeners will be able to hear that encounter. Thanks again.
Thank you.
It was a tremendously creative action.
Thank you.